Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One of the fundamental rights of every member of the Montana legislature is the right to view and understand the complete text of any piece of legislation upon which they're being asked to vote. The same fundamental right applies to citizens who are voting on ballot initiatives, especially those that would amend our Constitution. We recently conducted a statewide poll on CI 128, the proposed ballot initiative to embed a right to abortion in the Montana Constitution, and through that process became aware that most voters have no idea what the amendment actually contains. As a result, we asked Dr. Rob Nadelson to analyze the amendment and tell us exactly what it does and does not do, and most importantly, to point out the pitfalls and unintended consequences contained in the measure. For those who may not know, Dr. Nadelson is a former professor at the University of Montana Law School, and he currently sits as a senior fellow in constitutional jurisprudence at the Independence Institute. His work has been cited by U.S. Supreme Court Justices Roberts, Kagan, Alito, Thomas, Scalia, and Gorsuch. You can read his complete memo on our website at montanafamily.org. In analyzing CI 128, he began by saying that constitutional amendments should fit well within the existing state constitution. The amendment should define important words and phrases, should focus on the issue at hand, and should be crafted to avoid hidden and unintended consequences. After reviewing CI 128, he said the language is discordant, even ugly. It introduces a new and generic pronoun and employs transitory, quote-unquote, woke language foreign to the rest of the document and inappropriate for any state constitution. He went on to say, quote, if placed in the Montana Constitution, CI 128 would look like a festering sore on an otherwise healthy body. He then listed five serious defects and said there may be others. The first defect is found in paragraph 1, which says there is a right to make and carry out decisions about one's own pregnancy, including the right to abortion. The passage contains no limits on who may make such decisions and seems to include minor children as well as mentally incompetent people with legally appointed guardians. This wording threatens parental rights and exposes children to abusive practices by people outside the family. The second defect begins in the first paragraph and extends to the fourth. It creates a novel and experimental legal test previously unknown in either Montana or federal law. Dr. Nadelson asserts that this language is a sign either of drafting incompetence or an attempt to mislead the voters. The third defect gives life and death power to quote-unquote treating healthcare professionals, but never describes who they are. In his words, this segment of CI 128 could literally convert Montana into a cesspool of unlicensed and unscrupulous quacks who prey on unhappy women. The fourth defect deals with the term fetal viability. It appears to limit abortions up to the point of viability, but the actual wording would allow a quote-unquote treating healthcare professional to perform late-term and even partial birth abortions. And finally, defect number 5 deals with the term woman, which for some strange reason exists nowhere in the amendment. Instead, the proponents substituted the terms pregnant patient or pregnant person in place of woman. This sets the stage for future litigation, presumably to claim constitutional status for transgenders. The bottom line in this case is that those who vote for CI 128 are not merely voting for reproductive rights. They are offering constitutional support for biological males to invade women's sports, for surgical mutilation of children, and for the transgender agenda as a whole. Please get the facts before you vote. You can read the 8-page memo in its entirety on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.